You are going to listen to a tour guide on a bus tour through London. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, answer the questions 1 to 8 using a maximum of 4 words. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
Welcome to our bus tour through London. As you might know, London is one of Europe's largest cities with a population of more than 8 million people. It covers 600 square miles. More than 270 nationalities live here, and between them, they speak more than 300 languages. On our tour, we will pass London's most famous landmarks like Big Ben, the Houses of Parliament, Trafalgar Square, Buckingham Palace, the Tower of London, and Tower Bridge. A great way to see lots of them in a short time is by walking along the Thames from Westminster Bridge to Tower Bridge. Let me give you some more information you might find useful. Did you know that the city's top museums and galleries are free? This includes the Natural History Museum, the Science Museum in South Kensington, and the Victoria and Albert Museum. Closer to the West End are the National Portrait Gallery behind Trafalgar Square, along with the National Gallery, which is actually on Trafalgar Square. The famous Tate Modern is also free, while the most popular of all is the British Museum, which has over 8 million exhibits. If you get tired, there are lots of parks to chill out in. The biggest and best known is Hyde Park, which is full of lakes and fountains. There you'll find the famous Speaker's Corner, where people come to speak every Sunday morning. Other parks worth checking out are St. James's Park and Green Park in front of Buckingham Palace, Regent's Park and Primrose Hill in North London, as well as Kensington Gardens with the Princess Diana Memorial. And I'm sure you know that London is one of the best cities in the world for shopping. You all know Carnaby Street, Regent Street and Oxford Street. The most famous department store, Harrods, is in Knightsbridge, while bargains can be found at the markets in Camden Town and Portobello Road. By the way, should you want to get around London quickly and relatively cheaply, the best way is to travel by Tube, as the London Underground is called by us Londoners. There are 11 lines, and many of the city's top attractions have their own stops. The cheapest way to travel is to buy an Oyster card. Oyster cards can be picked up at the Tube stations. They cost £5 and work on a pay-as-you-go basis. They make travelling on the Tube cheaper, easier and quicker. The Tube will take you to some really cool neighbourhoods. First, go to Covent Garden, which is home to lots of trendy clothes shops and restaurants. Then have a look at Soho, which is full of bars and restaurants. Camden Town looks more like a village due to its lock, markets, vintage clothes shops and tattoo parlours. You should not miss walking through Notting Hill, a popular quarter which you might know from the film with Hugh Grant. Portobello Road in Notting Hill is lined with cafes and antique shops. You can even visit the shop where Hugh Grant's character worked in the film. All this sightseeing will make you very hungry, so why not try some local specialities like fish and chips or bangers and mash? That's sausage and mashed potatoes. In the evening, you might want to visit one of London's many famous theatres. London's West End is the most famous theatre district in the world. Look for discounted theatre tickets in the area around Leicester Square. Finally, I have to say that nobody visits London without paying a visit to Madame Tussauds and the London Dungeon. Let me give you a good tip. If you book tickets online, you beat the long queues at the entrance. So, we've just arrived at St. Paul's Cathedral. Welcome to our bus tour through London. As you might know, London is one of Europe's largest cities with a population of more than 8 million people. It covers 600 square miles. More than 270 nationalities live here, and between them, they speak more than 300 languages. On our tour, we will pass London's most famous landmarks like Big Ben, the Houses of Parliament, Trafalgar Square, Buckingham Palace, the Tower of London, and Tower Bridge. A great way to see lots of them in a short time is by walking along the Thames from Westminster Bridge to Tower Bridge. Let me give you some more information you might find useful. Did you know that the city's top museums and galleries are free? This includes the Natural History Museum, the Science Museum in South Kensington, and the Victoria and Albert Museum. Closer to the West End are the National Portrait Gallery behind Trafalgar Square, along with the National Gallery, which is actually on Trafalgar Square. The famous Tate Modern is also free, while the most popular of all is the British Museum, which has over 8 million exhibits. If you get tired, there are lots of parks to chill out in. The biggest and best known is Hyde Park, which is full of lakes and fountains. There you'll find the famous Speaker's Corner, where people come to speak every Sunday morning. Other parks worth checking out are St. James's Park and Green Park in front of Buckingham Palace, Regent's Park and Primrose Hill in North London, as well as Kensington Gardens with the Princess Diana Memorial. And I'm sure you know that London is one of the best cities in the world for shopping. You all know Carnaby Street, Regent Street and Oxford Street. The most famous department store, Harrods, is in Knightsbridge, while bargains can be found at the markets in Camden Town and Portobello Road. By the way, should you want to get around London quickly and relatively cheaply, the best way is to travel by Tube, as the London Underground is called by us Londoners. There are 11 lines, and many of the city's top attractions have their own stops. The cheapest way to travel is to buy an Oyster card. Oyster cards can be picked up at the Tube stations. They cost £5 and work on a pay-as-you-go basis. They make travelling on the Tube cheaper, easier and quicker. The Tube will take you to some really cool neighbourhoods. First, go to Covent Garden, which is home to lots of trendy clothes shops and restaurants. Then have a look at Soho, which is full of bars and restaurants. Camden Town looks more like a village due to its lock, markets, vintage clothes shops and tattoo parlours. You should not miss walking through Notting Hill, a popular quarter which you might know from the film with Hugh Grant. Portobello Road in Notting Hill is lined with cafes and antique shops. You can even visit the shop where Hugh Grant's character worked in the film. All this sightseeing will make you very hungry, so why not try some local specialities like fish and chips or bangers and mash? That's sausage and mashed potatoes. In the evening, you might want to visit one of London's many famous theatres. London's West End is the most famous theatre district in the world. Look for discounted theatre tickets in the area around Leicester Square. Finally, I have to say that nobody visits London without paying a visit to Madame Tussauds and the London Dungeon. Let me give you a good tip. If you book tickets online, you beat the long queues at the entrance. So, we've just arrived at St. Paul's Cathedral.